Welcome to Civil Defense Radio with your host, Preston Schlankhofer, where we talk about all things civil defense. Civil defense is about building community resiliency by becoming better informed, prepared, and organized to meet whatever disaster might affect you, your neighborhood, and your community. There are many threats on the horizon, yet we cannot rely on true and accurate media coverage of many of these issues. These threats are propagated from the mainstream media seeking to tell only one side of the story. In fact, this propagation can even be considered biased propaganda. This is a legitimate threat to you, your family, and our nation, and here on Civil Defense Radio, we seek the facts that others leave out. Remember, your tomorrow may depend on today's preparedness. Now, here is your host, Preston Schlankhofer.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Civil Defense Radio. I am your host, Preston Schlankhofer, coming to you from the Strategic Command and Control Center, deep within the Civil Defense Radio bunker. It is a pleasure to be with you today, and I hope you enjoy this episode of our show. Life has been very busy lately, and that is why I have pulled back from my weekly format. I will try to keep the show to at least bi-weekly whenever I can't get one produced weekly. This show is dedicated to the U.S. Constitution and to those who have served, died, and defended this document and our nation at home and abroad. The people of the United States are the true leaders, owners, and power of our nation. But if you listen to the politicians, especially those who believe they are in charge, it is a much different narrative. They act like despots, kings and queens, lording it over all of us. Our Constitution was written by very intelligent and knowledgeable men who were also very well read. They understood the shortcomings of the various systems of government that had caused the enslavement and deaths of too many nations in history. This is why they set out to form a more perfect union, quote unquote, a union that would ensure the power rested in the people, then the states, not the central federal government. Only certain limited powers were granted to the federal government. The Constitution actually limits government, not entitles politicians to rule over the citizens by passing more laws that actually violate the document they swore to protect and defend. But man, being an evil creature, has even corrupted the perfect and noble cause which our founding fathers first fought and bled for, then created for us. George Washington, our first president, said, "The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing. And whenever it is executed contrary to their interests or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled." Unquote. George Washington believed in the people's right to recall their elected officials, but lately we have seen elected officials move to make this much more difficult for citizens to remove corrupt and/or inept officials. California's initiative to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is one such example. In my home state of Virginia, state legislation was passed 2 years ago to make it more difficult to recall elected officials who were working to destroy gun rights in our Commonwealth. These are not the acts of true representatives or servants of the people, but tyrants bent on personal and political agendas. The election of November 2020 was like no other. Leading up to it, there was violence, intimidation by political activists successfully working to both stifle the expression of free speech and intimidate those whom they disagreed with politically and philosophically. There were fascists claiming to be anti-fascists and attacking anyone whom they considered opponents. They caused the deaths of over 25 people, creating havoc, chaos, and destruction to many of our cities, including Washington, D.C. This violence and mayhem occurred during at least 570 of the leftist protests that turned into riots, and over 700 law enforcement officers were injured. In all, they conducted over 7,000 751 demonstrations during the 2020 election cycle. But they are the peaceful ones, right? There were politicians at the city, county, state, and federal levels who sided with these violent street forces. They gave them cover, refused to mention the acts of violence, or they projected it upon the other side. They ordered their police forces to stand down and only arrested the violent perpetrators when it became obvious of their acts. But then there were the big-moneyed leftist special interest groups of the same Democrat political persuasion that provided legal services which allowed these criminals to be quickly released, and few have faced any prosecution as most of their cases have been dropped by leftist Democrat co-conspirator prosecutors. The election itself was also wrought with corruption, alike our nation has ever seen on a national scale. The evil forces working to corrupt our system of government pulled out all the stops and colluded with enemy forces, foreign and domestic. Yes, foreign. There is digital forensic evidence that proves multiple countries, China, Germany, Italy, Russia, Iran, and others, have their digital fingerprints on the election results all across the nation. They colluded with local, state, and federal entities to steal our election for the Democrats and their candidates, especially for president. Maricopa County just announced that they didn't even have the password to the Dominion voting machine master administrative functions during the election. Only the Dominion contractors are reported to have had this ultimate and final access to the data controllers. How can anyone with 2 cents worth of common sense think this is acceptable? Our elections have had a small level of fraud in them for many years, maybe decades, allowing one party to slowly gain control of local, state, and nationally elected offices. This corruption is an evil that must not be allowed to be enshrined into law. That is exactly what the Democrats are attempting to do through legislation that will strip the rights of citizens in every state of the Union and give sole power over elections to the all-powerful Democrat-controlled swamp in Washington, D.C. They will do this through H.R. 1 and S. 1, the For the People Act of 2021. This act is typical of what we have become used to seeing out of Washington and also too many state capitals. Legislation that has a good-sounding name, but is actually a poison pill that will strip or degrade our rights, give more power to the elite political class, and cost us, the taxpayers, more money to implement and not benefit us at all. The better title for this act is the Corrupt Politician Act for Complete Control. This is the brief overview of the S1 bill from govtrack.us. Quote, a bill to expand Americans' access to the ballot box, reduce the influence of big money in politics, strengthen ethics rules for public servants, and implement other anti-corruption measures for the purpose of fortifying our democracy and for other purposes. Unquote. Well, I don't know about you, but something sounds fishy in this bill. Let's take a closer look. These two legislative attempts to make all of America, just like Speaker Pelosi's home state of California, virtually a one-party state where leftist Democrat politicians run wild, spend freely, and systematic corruption reign supreme. To help me make sense of these two legislative assaults on our election processes and our freedoms, I had the help of Heritage Action for America, a center-right organization devoted to constitutional governance and ideals. The link to their page on this issue is in the show notes below, as are the links to other sources mentioned in this show. H.R. 1 and S. 1, the Corrupt Politicians Act Overview. H.R. 1 and S. 1 referred to here as H.R. 1. H.R. 1 means House Resolution 1, and S. 1 is Senate Resolution 1, which would force American taxpayers to fund career politicians' campaigns, undermine election security, and cancel local and state elections. Okay, top takeaways from this whole thing. All right, there's a number of them, but we'll go over all these. So HR1S1 would use taxpayer dollars to fund career politicians' campaigns and let them use the money to cover their personal expenses while they run for office. Sounds like a real waste of money to me. Democrats want to cancel states' voter ID laws and remove basic election security protections. This legislation would remove safeguards on absentee voting, allowing anyone to vote by mail without ID or a witness signature. States would be forced to keep ineligible voters, such as those who have moved out of state, on the rolls. HR1S1 would threaten the security of our elections, removing strong safeguards and ballot protections that give Americans confidence in our democratic process. Threaten the security of our elections. Democrats' HR1 would be a disaster for election integrity, opening up our elections to rampant fraud and abuse. The Democrats want to roll back protections against fraud and open the door to ballot harvesting, false voter registrations, duplicate voting, and ineligible voting. HR1 sabotages state voter ID laws, making it possible for individuals to show up at the polls with no ID at all and simply sign a statement that they are who they claim to be. Democrats want to effectively cancel the voter ID laws put in place by 36 states so far. Voter ID has resounding public support, with polls showing that 75% of Americans support requiring a photo ID for voting. Voter ID requirements have broad support across party lines also, including 60% of Democrats and 77% of independents. In a nightmare for election integrity, this legislation would force states to adopt same-day voter registration, implement automatic registration, and keep ineligible voters on the rolls, all while canceling state voter ID requirements. Paired with the nullification of state voter ID requirements, these provisions represent a clear danger to the security of our elections. With universal same-day registration, state officials would have no time to verify the accuracy of voter information. HR1 would automatically register people simply using state databases and would only make it harder for states to keep voter rolls up to date and free of ineligible voters. States would also be required to restore voting rights to felons under HR1. Democrats want to get rid of all safeguards and open up absentee voting to anyone and everyone, allowing people to vote absentee without ID or witnesses signature requirements. Democrats' bill would also mandate ballot harvesting nationwide, which has been the cause of fraud and abuse in cases all across America. Democrats' legislation would put new restrictions on the ability of election observers to file complaints with officials regarding suspicious voter registrations. Despite Democrats talking for years about the need for stronger election security, HR1 represents the greatest threat today to the security of our elections. Schumer, Pelosi, and other Democratic leaders talk endlessly about the need to strengthen election security following the 2016 election. Provides taxpayer funding for career politicians. HR1 would be a windfall for career politicians in D.C. at the expense of the American taxpayer. Under this legislation, the government would provide up to 600% match for the political donations under $200. For example, if someone donated $100 to a candidate, the government would then provide $600 to that candidate in addition to the initial donation, with taxpayers footing the bill. Does that sound cool? Small dollar political donations topped $2.7 billion in the 2020 cycle, but putting taxpayers potentially on the hook for billions more if this same pattern kept up under HR1. Democrats themselves saw more than $1.7 billion in small dollar donations in 2020 and hope to continue cashing in on the fundraising with this legislation. Yeah, even more, 600% more. H.R. 1 would significantly expand what kind of expenses candidates can use this windfall of taxpayer-funded donations for. For example, candidates would be able to use these donations for personal child care and benefits for their campaign staff. Democrats ultimately want to force American taxpayers to fund campaigns for politicians they may disagree with without any say in the matter. It seizes elections from the states. Democrats' H.R. 1 is a federal power grab that would seize the running of our elections from state and local governments and cancel the policies put in place by duly elected officials. Voters put their state and local officials in office knowing what their election policies would be. Democrats want to cancel that vote. 20 state attorneys general from across the country signed onto a letter denouncing the bill's seizure of state and local authority. In the letter, they wrote, "The act would invert that constitutional structure, commandeer state resources, confuse and muddle election procedures, and erode faith in our elections and systems of governance." Democrats' bill would cancel the voter registration policies implemented by state and local officials, forcing states to adopt same-day voter registration and automatic registration. H.R. 1 would force a one-size-fits-all mail voting system on all states. H.R. 1 also takes away states' ability to regulate their own congressional districts and cede their authority to independent commissions created by Washington. Democrats' attempt to federalize our elections is designed to rig the system in their favor and put more power in the hands of Washington politicians. Are you pissed yet? Wait, there's more. It also infringes on the First Amendment. Democrats are using H.R. 1 to stifle free speech by forcing the public disclosure of Americans who donate to nonprofit organizations. At a time of heightened political rhetoric and division, Democrats' legislation would punish Americans who wish to participate in our civic process. Seeing the threats this legislation poses to the First Amendment, even the ACLU has come out in opposition to H.R. 1's disclosure requirements. In a letter on H.R. 1, the ACLU made clear that the bill's provisions would chill the speech of issue advocacy groups and nonprofits. Democrats want to use disclosure requirements to cancel and intimidate Americans whose views don't align with their left-wing agenda. Phew. Man, that is a train wreck waiting to happen. This bill was scheduled for discussion in the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration on May 11, 2021. It may have been released from there to another level in the Senate, but as of this recording, that event hasn't happened yet. But you can track the process via the link below. The radical leftist Democrats have been attempting to stop or disrupt the auditing of the Maricopa County ballots and the Dominion voting machines. All of their various attacks, schemes, and smears have failed to achieve their goal. Now the Biden Department of Injustice, DOJ, has made their move. The DOJ has issued a formal warning to the state of Arizona, claiming the ongoing audit of the 2020 election results may run contrary to the 1960s Civil Rights Act, violations of which the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ has jurisdiction. These are the actions of despots and tyrants who know they stole the election and are working overtime to keep the facts from the American people. What is so wrong with confirming the status of the 2020 election and set everyone at ease so we can move on? The problem is the system is corrupt, just as the H.R. 1 S1 legislation would ensure it would continue to be corrupt. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Prince Hamlet accuses Queen Gertrude of murdering his father, the King of Denmark. In the play, Prince Hamlet tells Queen Gertrude, "The lady doth protest too much, methinks." I would say the same thing to the guilty, overreacting antics of the radical leftist Democrats working to stop any and all auditing of the 2020 results. Doth protest too much, methinks. After all, they claim for 4 years, and some still do, that the 2016 election was stolen by Russian influence. But they didn't want any audits then because they knew it hadn't been stolen with the Russian collusion hoax, and the Mueller investigation proved that. But now they don't want anyone digging into the theft claims by the right. What we have is a nation on the precipice of either open civil war or complete subjugation of the nation to a one-world socialist, or you can call them Marxist, communist, period. Daniel Webster stated about the Constitution regarding the people of our nation. He said, quote, "It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions, who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be kind masters, but they mean to be masters. They think there need to be little restraint upon themselves. The love of power may sink too deep in their own hearts," unquote. And that seems to be very true, what is going on today. Quote from The Federalist, essays by Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and James Madison. Quote, "If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, obligate it to control itself. At no point in world history have governments been obliged to control itself, save for the American experiment. For decades, America's corrupt men and women have used their positions of power to make their power supreme, supreme over us, and supreme over the laws that are supposed to provide blind justice. But I fear our institutions, at a minimum at the federal level, if not many as far down as the local, have been corrupted too much to be of proper service to this nation. The past few years have seen corruption by politicians, their children, businessmen, the FBI, the DOJ, the Supreme Court, and even in the Pentagon and intelligence agencies. I wonder how much more it will take for the majority of the American people to wake up and resist this rolling towards global socialism, red communism. How long will you sit on your couches and suck from the teat of this nation? How long will you keep your eyes shut to this corruption that affects everyone, including your children and grandchildren? How long will you suffer these fools that play you and our nation as fools? How long before you stand up and demand your rights and freedoms that were handed to you on a silver platter, that same platter those corrupt politicians plan to remove from you? How much longer?" Friends, I'm not going to go through my normal close, but what I wanted to do is I want to spur upon you a course of action. I want you to get involved. I want you to be involved in your local political machine, whether it's Democrat, Republican, Independent, it doesn't matter. I want you involved. I want you working to make sure that after you've read the Constitution and do a little bit of research on it, I want you to look through the eyes of Madison and Washington and other founders who set up the system of government so wisely. We need to root out the corruption, and we need to fight this onslaught, this remaking of America that is going on today. This is very important. Rolling into this next cycle, you know, 2022 is an election in many states around the country. It is in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm sorry, 2021. We've got elections in November. Our governors are being voted upon, and so are the lieutenant governor and attorney general and many other positions along the ballot. So I want you involved. I want you to be election observers. I want you to be poll watchers. I want you to be working at the polls and helping people understand what's going on. I want you involved in your local political committee. But I want you to be honest. I want honest people out there. I don't care what your political persuasion is. As long as you are not a Marxist, communist, anarchist, I want you involved. Those people are trying to tear this country apart. These global socialists that are working to destroy this nation. If you can't see it by now, then just go ahead and actually put your head under your pillow and just leave your behind up in the air, because somebody's going to come along sooner or later and take care of you. Okay? Now, this is a serious situation. I'm not trying to do this to create any hyperbole. This is serious. We've got a soft civil war going on right now. The left has declared war on America, and they've killed people. They've assaulted people. They've prevented conservatives and people on the right their voice. They're shutting down our voices on social media and other platforms. They are coming up and creating violence and havoc at rallies and speaking engagements in order to shut them down or prevent them from even happening. And that has happened. The Antifa and Black Lives Matter have instigated trouble with different organizations around the country that have prevented them from having their chance to their freedom of speech and peaceful assembly. The left doesn't want peaceful assembly. They want to make sure that you and me, those of us with an opposing viewpoint, don't have the ability to say what we feel and gather together and bring people of like mind and consciousness together. This is their mission, this is their quest, and this is what they're doing. Know it, believe it, understand it, and work to prevent this and to turn this around. Sooner or later, this is going to affect you, no matter how long you sit on your thumbs. This is going to affect everybody. I'm serious. So, in the meantime, God bless you. Be safe. Be informed. Be prepared. And may God bless you and keep you until next time.